Herzlich willkommen, Sian Amgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, the German Cup kicked off with the exception of Bayern's match due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Were there any upsets like you predicted?
Well, before I get to the upsets, the Bayern match has been rescheduled to the end of this month, the 25th of August. And I want to talk about a highlight first, Erling Haaland. You know, the star striker at Dortmund began the title defense of the German Cup with the hat trick, you know, and then went over a smaller Wiesbaden side. You know, and Dortmund were without a few players due to COVID, and other players, namely Mats Hummels and Emre Can, you know, were deemed unfit to play. You know, but it's important because it was Dortmund's first competitive match under their new coach, Marco Rosa. Now to the upset. Frankfurt. I can't believe it happened. Frankfurt, under their new coach, Oliver Glasner, got booted out of the German Cup by a third division side, Waldhof Mannheim. You know, and then they lost 2-0. And to make it worse, then after down 2-0, Frankfurt had a guy sent off the pitch. So there was no hope in coming back in that match. And just to compare the sizes of the club, you know, the smaller club out of Mannheim has a market value of 1 million euros compared to Frankfurt's 206 million euros. So really doesn't make any sense, doesn't add up at all, you know, to get that kind of defeat. But it is what it is. I predicted upsets were going to happen. And, you know, they tend to do in these one-off tournaments. Teams have nothing to lose. They punch above their weight. And then the Eagles are sent flying back to their nest, like, you know, what happened in the German Cup. So it is what it is. And hopefully Bayern Munich don't get disappointed, you know, when they open up their German Cup campaign later this month.
So the season kicks off this upcoming Friday with Bayern traveling to Gladbach. Will Bayern even be ready to start their title defense?
I'll tell you this. The result will be a testament to the intensity level at Bayern's trainings, because there's nothing we've seen from the club friendlies to think Bayern will be ready. That's just a fact. In fact, you know, Gladbach defeated Bayern in their friendly 2-0. You know, their new coach, Adi Hütte, who used to coach Frankfurt. You know, maybe he shouldn't have left considering how they did in the German Cup. But, you know, in terms of this head-to-head matchup, you know, there's nothing that we've seen. Like I said, intensity is one big thing. Serge Gnabry, I spoke on what he said. He's always confident. You know, he's Mia San Mia through and through. He thinks that the training is enough to get them game ready. You know, time will tell. They do have some history on their side. Lewandowski scored a hat trick the last time these two sides met competitively in the league. You know, but the reality is both sides have new coaches, Julian Nagelsmann and then Adi Hütte. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how these this opening campaign starts for both sides. You know, I'm leaning towards Bayern, but I cannot ignore, you know, their lack of training and lack of evidence that says they're ready. So I wouldn't be shocked if Gladbach put them to the test and maybe level, you know, in fact, or maybe pull off the upset and get a defeat.
Leipzig, Dortmund, and Wolfsburg joined Bayern to play in the Champions League this season. Are you expecting the top four teams to be the same this season?
Now, you know, typically the Bundesliga is like, you know, a wash and repeat. You know, you tend to see the same four teams, you know, go back, especially once Leipzig got into the mix. It tends to be the same with the exception of sometimes Leverkusen, Gladbach, and other things. But in terms of these four teams, the interesting thing is all of these sides have new coaches. Jesse March at RB Leipzig, Marco Rosa at Dortmund, Mark Van Bommel at Wolfsburg, and then, of course, Julian Nagelsmann at Bayern. You know, I think it's way too early to tell, because what coaches like to do is they like to implement their own game plan. They want to make that team theirs in certain respects. You know, we might see some lineup changes. We've heard about that at Bayern Munich. That remains to be seen. And we have to see, you know, what's in store if the style of play changes at some of these clubs. They were successful. You know, obviously, I'm sure the goal would be to be just as successful, you know, but with the new coach, you never know. And I think it'll be an interesting season, more interesting than seasons past, I'll tell you that.
Chris, like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, this time, a bit of negative news. A German football legend, Michael Ballack, his son, Emilio, died tragically in a quad crash. A quad is a four-wheeler. You know, he was only 18 years old. This happened in Portugal. You know, it happened in the middle of the night late last week on Thursday. You know, and I just think it's a tragic story. You know, it sent shockwaves through the football world here in Germany specifically, you know, because when these things tend to happen, of course, tragedies happen to everyone every day. But, you know, when it's associated with someone's family, you know, someone that we followed, you know, had a lot of fan support, you know, not only in Germany, but also in England when he played for Chelsea. It's important. You know, it's understandable that, you know, this makes the headlines. And, you know, this is something, that, you know, that I think. Very tragic, and I'm sure he's going with through it right now. And like many people, I would like to send and extend my condolences. You know, and one thing I want to mention is the rescuers, you know, effortlessly tried to rescue the life, you know, of 18-year-old Emilio, and they're seeking counseling, you know, for their failed efforts. So, you know, life, you know, we talk about sport and it's all fun, but at the end of the day, you know, the opposite end of life can hit us where it hurts. And this is just another example of that. And hopefully, you know, the next news that hits my radar is a bit more positive.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.